There are two practice questions to complete this session. This question is testing the valuation rules for quoted shares. To value Jasmine's quoted shares, we compare the value of the shares using the quarter-up rule, or the average of bargains rule. The Allen PLC shares were quoted at 175 to 181 pence at the date of death. The quarter-up point between these prices is therefore 176.5 pence. The high and low bargains at the date of death are 173 pence and 181 pence. The midpoint between these two is 177 pence. For IHT purposes, we take the lower of these two numbers, being 176.5 pence. Jasmine's 50,000 shares in Allen PLC are therefore valued in total at £88,250. Remember that all share prices are quoted in pence, so it is important to make sure your decimal point is in the right place. At the date of Jasmine's death on the 19th of March, the Allen PLC shares are quoted ex-dividend. She would have been entitled to the dividend paid out by the company on the 31st of March. The dividend paid was 5 pence per share. Jasmine had 50,000 shares, so the net dividend of £2,500 is treated as an asset of the estate for IHT purposes. This is added to the value of the shares, giving a total share value for IHT purposes of £90,750. Let us start by valuing Steve's share of the house. At the date of death, the house was worth £500,000. We start by taking an undivided 50% share, which is £250,000. Steve and Lynn are not married, so we cannot value Steve's share using the related property rules. Instead, we must look at Steve's share of the property in isolation. When valuing property for IHT purposes, the revenue will accept a tenanted deduction. In practice, this will be between 5 and 15% of the value of the property. And here, for convenience, we have taken a tenanted deduction of 10%. Steve's share in the property is therefore deemed to be worth £225,000 for IHT purposes. Next, we consider the value of Steve's unit trust. The quarter-up rule does not apply for unit trusts. Instead, we take the lower of the two prices, which is 115 pence. The 100 units are therefore worth £115,000, giving Steve a chargeable estate of £340,000. As no lifetime transfers have been made, a full nil band is available. £15,000 is therefore taxable at the death rate of 40%, giving IHT payable of £6,000. This concludes the session on IHT valuation rules.